Good morning. We want to, on behalf of the community, wish Neshama should have an aliyah to Yaakov Perel, or as the Yotzeit for his mother today. We wish you well. May we should be for a blessing. Mincha this evening will be at 4:15. There is a new shir series this evening starting at 8:15 called Revenge, Sweet or Sin. And if you don't like it, you're welcome to take revenge. There is also planned for a late Marav at 9:15. The shir will be on Zoom. Everything else I noted will be at Shul in person. We're going through the history of Chanukah. Stel Halacha Aleph of Siman Kufla Matet. Yesterday we noted that after the Jews had defeated the Greeks, or the Maccabees to be specific, had defeated the Greeks, they discovered one vial of oil. Although that was a trick question, they found one vial of pure oil. They found lots of oil. And they realized, they recognized that the fuel at the center of our spiritual epicenter had to be pure. They couldn't compromise and say, let's just use oil and symbolically show that we've defeated the Greeks. It needs to be pure. Now we hit, then a miracle happened. And this is really the core of what we recognize on Chanukah. The lights lasted for how long?
8 days.
8 days. How long should they have lasted?
One day.
Miracle. Now let me ask you a question. It lasted for 8 days. That was a miracle. What would have been even more miraculous? 9 days. What would be more miraculous than that? Yeah, you get the pattern here. 10 days, 11. It could. Why didn't it last forever? Why did God have what a great miracle after 8 days? It stops. Why for 8 days did it last and not longer?
Because
that's how long it took for them to make new oil. Now I could imagine on day three of this miracle, a few of the Maccabees looking at each other and say, "You know what? This seems to be going pretty well. Why don't we stop the pressing process, and just, this seems to be going pretty well on its own. Why do I have to get involved? If I've got the choice between me pressing oil and using it, or God letting this miracle go for eternity, why would I not have the Ner Tamid lit by the hand of God itself?" And the Maccabim had this recognition that miracles aren't the way that we function in Jewish life. It is a stopgap to give us space, time, and opportunity to become responsible beings. But Chanukah is a celebration of a miracle, but a miracle that gives us space and time, again, to procure our own fuel, our own energy, to live lives of meaning. And that's really something often we forget with Chanukah. We celebrate the miracle, we forget that the miracle stopped. And it was only really there to give us a chance to catch up. So hopefully we should all find ways to get responsibility in life and build that fuel and make our own flames. And please God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us the stopgap measures when we need and give us the chance to stand up on our own feet.
Hello.